We the bestest, cast with the left twist, fat, fairly well dressed, put me on the guest list, the guest list, on the guest list,
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week of On the Guest List with Foxtrot and the Get Down, White Sox Dave, Kenny Carkeat, and Dante. We have an early Halloween edition of Green Room Picks this week. We are talking about the songs that we want played at our fucking funeral. And the reason I did this, I want to give a shout out to Sarah Parker from WMMR in Philadelphia. She reminded me of my selections, which are fucking awesome. I can't wait to get everybody's opinions. But Kenny's not here today. We have a new co-host on this week. We got Sammy Adams in the building. Sammy, what's up, brother?
Popping, baby.
Dude, so I'm just going to start this out. I told these guys I was going to do this before I did. Sammy and Dante are old friends. Why don't you guys just talk shit on each other for like 5 minutes? Go ahead.
Okay, I'll start. Dante looks like he's like literally the dad from Friday driving a bunch of dogs in the back. I don't know if it's DJ equipment. I don't know if it's a bunch of pizzas, maybe some mozzarella for the wifey. I can't tell, but I'll leave it up to this guy.
Dante?
Sammy knows me too well. I actually have a pizza on the floor up in the front seat. Anytime I go out of the state of Illinois, I stock up on pizza so I can bring it back and eat it because the pizza's so bad there.
But, oh, Dave, are you going to handle this?
Dude.
His voice also cracks when he's nervous. He's like, got a couple pizza boxes.
Dante just doesn't go to any good spots then.
Yeah, they're an hour outside of the city. They're not in this fucking city.
What is Illinois pizza? Like, what? Because everybody talks about
pizza. It's tavern style. Dante doesn't go to anywhere good. Don't listen to him.
You guys do, like, the little fucking squares, right? Like, you do the normal pizza cut in squares, right?
Yes.
So it's like a Sicilian, but regular.
Yeah.
No, not even close. It's fucking weird, dude.
I know Dave loves it.
Weird.
I do love it, but you got to go to the right spots.
There's a place where Dave grew up in his hometown that he has taken me, and it's very good, like very, very good. But it's an hour fucking way from the city of Chicago.
So, do you guys just have like normal fucking like 8 slices and a triangle pizza?
No.
Yeah. They're awful. They're like Papa John's. They're awful.
You can do that kind of shit, but there is like New York style. There's one right across the street from me on Clark. I haven't had it, but like our style of pizza is just insanely thin.
They don't do it well. Put it this way.
He's wrong.
Colin.
Yeah.
If there was an Angelo's in Chicago, everywhere else would go out of business.
Then what the fuck are we doing? Why are we not doing this?
No one's got it right. I think I'm not going to get into it on here, but I'll talk to you about it off air.
Let him riff about pizza because he can go on for hours. I've dealt with like almost a year worth of rants by him. I gotta grab a charger. Hold on.
Listen. Me and Dante will have a meeting of the Italians and we'll decide what the next move is for Chicago pizza.
Yeah.
Angelo's. It's really good. I've had Rosangela's. Sammy's not here. Out in Boston, it's awesome.
Bro,
Johnson Bleecker's awesome.
You're thinking of Santarpio's, which is Sammy on? Sammy's here.
What did I say? Santarpio's.
Sammy put me on to Santarpio's.
I thought that was better than any New York place I've had by far and away. I thought Santarpio's was incredible.
That place fucks.
It was awesome, and the vibe in there is super sweet.
The place fucks, like you literally, the vibe in there is like, it's the vibe that you give off that you're gonna get. It's like, if you're in there, like, I'm fucking super pissed about waiting in line for 45 minutes, the guy's gonna be like, here's your fucking beer, slide it across.
Yeah, exactly.
It might spill.
Dude, until I started touring, I didn't realize how fucking spoiled I was by being on the East Coast and being in Philadelphia. Like, all of our food is better than everybody else's food, and I'll fucking by that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll stand by it.
The East Coast does do food right.
They don't even.
Chicago's got great food too, though. Like, have you ever been to Arizona? The food out there is absolutely fucking disgusting.
The South and the West in general, they got nothing, man.
The South fries shit and they do it right.
I mean,
barbecue and all that. Yeah, I guess you're right.
To be honest, I think the most shocking thing in LA was when I would like order a sub. And I'd be like, let me get that hot. And they'd be like,
That's an East Coast thing too.
Bro, LA food is fucking gross, except for the Mexican food. Their Mexican food is fucking.
I can see that.
Well, Arizona they got real. They got real Mexicans. It's the same in Chicago.
They got real Mexicans.
That's what it is, yo.
Dude, I've never had good Mexican food in New York City.
Oh, that's that's a fact, Dave. That's a fact, Dave.
No. I can literally untangle that quick. If you come to New York, I'll take you to three Mexican spots that are absolute gas. One of them being Barrio Chino. Switch management, I think a year ago, and now it's all, you know, there's obviously like the whole, like, you know,
this Sammy, is not- are you getting fucking put on by these people? Is this an ad?
It's not an ad. I'm just disappointed because Sammy
and his brother know their food. Like, there's a handful of people that I respect the opinion of, and I will ask suggestions on where to go. Sammy and his brother have been two of those people for a long time. Like, they always fucking send me to dope ass places.
Dante, next time you go to Nashville, fucking I'll send you the right direction for some food, bro. Cause I've been a few.
I mean, Dino's is like one of my favorite dive bars.
Dino's is the shit, bro.
Great burger. I told you, Prince's has like chicken. the best chicken sandwich anywhere.
Yo, Hillsborough Pub. Best. Before we get into, I just gotta throw this out. Hillsborough Pub. You can smoke inside. There's fucking dollar bills all over the wall, and they don't have a kitchen. But I went in there, and they're like, "Yo, ask for a roast beef sandwich." And I went in. I was like, "Yo, let me get a roast beef sandwich." This fucking dude smoking a cigarette went over to a crock pot and made me a horse meat sandwich. I swear to God, it looked like fucking horse meat. It was the best thing I've eaten in my entire fucking life. I swear to God, there was ashes from a cigarette in it, and I had two. It was so fucking good. Like, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Like, I'll send
that's
you
the extra, that's the extra touch, dude. It makes
no, I love that kind of shit. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
A nice little carcinogen topping.
Yeah, dude, throw some nicotine on there, dude. I'll keep coming back, no doubt. But, like, and especially in Philly, I'll send you to someone's grandma's basement, and you'll leave with some fucking food, bro. We'll take care of it.
Oh, for sure.
Before we go into our green room picks section, I just want to go into one pop culture thing, because we talked about this last week, about this one specific guy. Because we have our whole interview section later this week with a special guest Dante's bringing on, and we'll go through the on-list, off-list. But, gentlemen, is Pete Davidson really fucking Kim Kardashian? Like, is that really happening?
I mean,
does that shock you?
Yes, it shocks me. Have you ever seen the meme and it was like, you're not ugly, you're just poor? Like, this has to be a fucking fact. Like, Pete Davidson must have an absolute fucking sledgehammer. Like, I don't know what's going on. This dude, Dante, you went through the list. He's been with Kate Beckinsale, Ariana Grande, Larry David's daughter, Cassie.
Daughter, Chet, yeah.
Chet Hanks. He almost said Chet Hanks.
I have a blog going up tomorrow morning about his. Yeah, I mean, he has one of the best resumes of anybody you've seen. And agreed, he's one of the ugly. I know he's funny and he's a cool dude. He's like friends with fucking everybody. You don't hear anyone say a bad word about him. So I'm sure he's a really nice guy and cool, but I've never really laughed at anything he's done. I don't know how he's on SNL. I don't get how he's a comedian. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I don't know. I don't fucking get it.
It has to be mind control. This makes no fucking sense, dude.
Well, it's also like, when is the last time, besides maybe like a couple weekend updates, have you watched SNL and been like, oh man, like I actually just laughed.
Fucking 15 years.
They had a few. The one with Sudeikis last week
was actually pretty good.
He was funny. And then, what was the other one? Oh, the one where they recreated with Michael, the Peel guy from, Key and Peel when he hosted,
I know what you're talking about.
They redid the Last Dance with the guy that Jordan was betting with on the quarters.
The security guard guy. That was funny. Yes. Yeah. There's moments.
That was hilarious.
But I do agree, SNL, like, dude, with the whole election thing, like SNL, like, was killing it. Like, they were just, it was too much bullshit. Like, they get sucked. And now it's back to being kind of.
Well, it was just so one sided where it's like, bro, it's like the funniest part about SNL is when, like, you literally see dudes like David Spade and Adam Sandler, and then Chris Farley comes in and he's like, these are good. Can I have some? It's like, we haven't had a moment like that in so long.
Hey, like, I will tell you what would be that moment, but no one has the balls to fucking do it.
Don't say Taylor Swift. I'll slap the shit out of you through Zoom.
No.
Thank you.
I'm gonna give everyone a $1 billion SNL idea. It would put SNL back into relevancy, but they would never fucking do it because they're pussies.
Do it.
They should have this coming Saturday Donald Trump on to play Alec Baldwin.
Oh my fucking
God. That'd be unreal.
Except that'd be unbelievable.
Except he can't come to New York.
Oh my God, Dante, that's a great fucking idea.
Dude, everybody on the planet would watch that.
That would break the internet. It would be the funniest fucking thing ever.
Yeah, except, you got to fly in, like, the best body double for Donald Trump. He's been arrested, right, as he lands at fucking...
Yeah, he can't come to New York, actually. He's got, like, federal investigations and shit in New York. But, all right, fuck that. Let's go into our green room picks this week. So, the topic is songs you want played at your funeral. This was something we did on the old podcast. We're carrying it over till now. I'm going to start, then Dave, then Dante, then Sammy. So all of mine are sarcastic. I just want to point that out. But my first pick is Living It Up by Ja Rule. I think this is and I'll explain. One, Living It Up, I'm dead. That's funny. But there was a tweet from ASAP Yams. Rest in peace to ASAP Yams, by the way. I just want to say that. He's the mastermind behind the whole ASAP movement. But he actually tweeted in 2009, when I die, make sure they play Living It Up by Ja Rule at my eulogy. And that is what I want.
That's Bobby Brown on the hook, right?
Is it? Is it a Bobby Brown sample?
No. He did. I'm pretty sure. Sammy, what's the song Bobby Brown did? I think it's that. Remember he had the Len Bias jersey on in the video?
Oh, that might be Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it is.
Damn. Yeah, that song is a fucking heater. That's great.
I can't tell if that song's so bad it's good or if it's actually
one of the greatest songs of all time.
You know what's crazy about that too is like Ja Rule before 50 put like $20 million into his fucking like publicist's company to just slander this dude down to like pure ashes. Like he doesn't have a bat. Like,
no.
Doesn't have any like Vinny Vecchi, like that whole shit.
The record was great, fucking great,
it was fantastic. And then comes with the sledgehammer. It's like he hits Ja Rule, then he's talking about shit to Fat Joe. He fucking tells Floyd he can't read the intro of a Harry Potter book. Which,
what the fuck
the
did
way,
I say?
Still the funniest shit.
Oh,
I've
that's
ever
one of the funniest.
He's a bully.
What did I say last week? I said Ja Rule is an artist like Van Gogh that will only be like revered after he's dead. I said that last week. Ja Rule is going to be remembered as a fucking legend. And that's my first pick. That's what's blasted in my fucking eulogy. Dave, your first pick.
All right. So full disclosure, I just picked the first three songs that came to my brain. And I don't give a shit what you guys play at my funeral because I'm fucking dead. Play whatever the fuck you want. I don't got to deal with you assholes anymore.
So hungover.
So
you'd have no requests.
No request. I mean, I don't give a fuck. You guys are out of my lives for good.
You're out of our lives.
I kind of agree.
It's mutual, though. It is mutual. We don't got to deal with each other anymore. My first song I went with was, and like I said, these were literally the first three songs that popped to my mind, was Angels from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just really like that song.
I can't even argue with that. It's a great song.
It's a beautiful song.
What, you want people to cry?
Kinda.
I want people to fucking party.
All right. Yeah, just do whatever you want with me. But
there's no way. There's no way that you just picked that out of a fucking hat.
I swear to God I did. It was the first song that came to my mind.
Dante, what's your first song?
Okay, I enjoy a good cry every now and then. Not at my funeral, but I want others to, you know, I want it to be sentimental and to touch other people the way I like to be touched. No pun intended.
Like, so like, I'm going with. Like all the guys in the back of the Winnebago you're driving right now.
So I'm going with Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel. Come on, I want to.
You're gonna cry for that one. I agree.
I love that song.
That song always comes up at like a weird time where it's like I'm either like connecting on a flight and I'm pissed off and it like touches me deeply and I'm like I'm shedding a tear like nine fucking games
exactly. In rock speed. Listen to that song and try not to like tear up and like it's very hard. Great song.
Rest in peace to him.
Dude, Dave, I remember the song. Dave's like, yeah, I picked that Amazing Grace as my second song. He's like, yeah, that's the fucking second one. Just out of a random hat. No big deal. Dante, that's a good pick. Sammy, go with your first one.
I'm going with Crank That Soldier Boy.
Dude.
Yes. Ooh, a G. That's what I'm talking about.
I feel like that would set a funeral off. Like I saw a couple of days ago, I saw like the meme where it's like the dude lifted up out of his like little casket ass joint and he's looking at the crowd like me looking at who's crying during my funeral.
Yeah.
Like I want my funeral to be lit. You know,
that's what,
I mean?
What I'm talking about. I'm at the same place as you. I want to set my funeral off. I don't want it to be a fucking cry fest. I first off, Dave, I feel like, Dave, you're going to get cremated. You're not going to have a funeral.
Nah, dude, just chuck me in a river or something. I don't need you guys to worry about all that. But, yeah, that's what I want. I want you guys to, like, go to a baseball game or something and just get wrecked.
Wrecked. And then,
like, and laughing.
Poor Dave's ashes in the left field stands. Like, that's what
we're doing. Exactly. No,
you got to streak with Dave's ashes over the field and spread them.
Gladly. I think that's a good move. All right, so Crank That Soldier Boy is Sammy's pick. That's an excellent pick. That's exactly where my head's at. For my second pick, I went with I Feel So Alive by POD. I don't know if you guys remember that fucking song.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I bought that so CD alive. Just because.
I feel so alive. I feel
like for the very first time.
It's so many, like, sleeper hits, but they were, like, heated on for being, like, after Limp Bizkit. Yes. Like, besides the Red Hat, they had better fucking music. Shut up.
They got the Nickelback treatment a little
well,
bit.
So,
They did get the Nickelback treatment.
Now, the reason why I picked this song is because this is for my themed funeral. This is my X Games themed funeral. Like, when we were younger, they had the X Games in Philadelphia, and the theme song for those X Games was I Feel So Alive by POD. So at my funeral, in the background, there's going to be a fucking screen with Mike Metzger doing a double backflip in Philadelphia. And then under everybody's pew is going to be a Monster Energy drink. And then that song's going to be blasting. And I feel like a dickhead because I picture my mom at my funeral just like crying and shit, but that's going on. So I Feel So Alive by POD is my second pick. If you notice, all my songs have the word alive in it.
Also, this is a tragic day. You die young in this.
Yes, absolutely. I die now.
Yeah.
I died.
I'm thinking like when I'm 80 years old.
No, like right as he presses like stop recording.
Yes, I died tonight.
He's dead.
I died tonight, and then they have to. I picture my wife and my mom sitting at the.
All right. I'm glad I still have two picks left because that changes shit. All right.
Fair. All right. So far, I have Living It Up by Ja Rule and I Feel So Alive by POD. Dave, go with your second one.
All right. So I figured out where I was going with this. These are like my dive bar karaoke. They're not karaoke DJ songs.
Okay.
Like touch tunes or whatever. So, Binary Rate's always on there. Then next one I got was Ooh La La by The Faces.
That's
I
love a good that pick. That's actually a good
That's actually a solid pick for like an actual funeral.
I wish that I knew.
Yeah,
now,
I think it is. It
or I wish I knew what I know now when I was younger. Dave, that's actually a good dude. That's gonna make me think at a funeral.
Thanks to TikTok, now there's like 1 million kids like. I wish I knew then what I knew now. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude. You did not create this, you fucking little.
I would like to fucking fight each and every last one of those kids.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, it's
the world we live in.
Rough and rowdy, White Sox Dave versus Jackson Mahomes. Who wins?
I think he's got me by like a foot.
Who gives a shit?
I mean, it doesn't matter. He's like a fucking spaghetti noodle, man.
Yeah, you'll push that kid up.
I think the big difference between this matchup is that he gets one knockdown on Dave and then does a TikTok dance and then bam, hit him with the fucking.
Yeah, he's
the right. He's how like you doing? Fucking shut up.
He's like a punch out character for sure.
Yes.
He'd be dancing.
Yeah.
While you're getting counted on.
Fucking Dave would bite that kid's ear off. Dave would Mike Tyson that kid. I'd love to see that. I think
he's such a little nerd that I don't think I'd want to fight him, actually. Oh, it's like all the guys. Like, I've never seen one of his TikToks, but I know that's what he's like famous for. There are them being his brother's brother. But I'm talking like the main guys, like the Bryce Halls of the world. I think I like him, but like all the other guys with like their fucking hair and acting cool and just fuck you guys.
They need to bring bullying back. They need to fucking bring bullying back. Like they do so
they
badly.
They needed it for years.
If I did that, my boys would beat my ass. Like that's what it needs to be.
Can't do that. You'll get canceled now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like, there's just like, there's a couple rules going into adulthood or having kids. It's like, one, no full length mirrors till you move out of my fucking house. B, you're going to have literally a jitterbug phone until me and my mother need to like locate you by SIM card. Maybe you're six.
My first phone was a Virgin.
You need to impose the jitterbug graphic for this part.
You need to get the old commercial of the old ladies like.
Yeah, dude. No. My first phone was a Virgin Mobile flip phone that I had to fucking go to Kmart and buy minutes. That was first fucking phone. Yeah.
I had one of those.
You know?
It's like, well, there's
couldn't
this,
even text.
That's the weird thing about like this Gen Z community is they're like, yeah, whatever, like we're fucking lit. We have smartphones. It's like, word. I had a Motorola that was like, you know, it's like literally in the Coke bottle shape.
And yeah.
You had to like buy minutes at 7-Eleven, which we always just stole.
Yeah.
but you know, it's like it's a different time. So it's such a wild thing. I think me and Dave need a cage match with John Cusack and Patrick Mahomes' little bro.
I don't think we were recording yet, but everybody was like Dave versus Cusack, rough and rowdy. But like after that whole thing happened, I immediately went and Googled, like the next day, I Googled like bad things that John Cusack has done to see if I had
how to beat up John Cusack. It's like, you don't.
7th degree black belt. And you know Danny Trejo?
Yeah.
The tatted up Mexican dude who's like the cartel leader in every fucking cartel movie ever.
He's like the Mexican Freddy Krueger, but he's real.
Yes, exactly. Danny Trejo said about John Cusack, he's like, I've worked with a lot of people of all different walks of life. I've been in prison. I've met some really fucked up, scary people. John Cusack is the biggest psycho out of anybody I've ever met.
And Dave went toe to toe.
Crazy person.
I also feel like, though, John Cusack might be crazy, but he's just going to come out with a bunch of haymakers, and it's just one uppercut and have a good night. There's a stereo over your head now, you little bitch. Let's go.
Exactly.
Dante, go with your thing.
Hold on. I want to bring this thing full circle real quick. Back to what we were talking about with Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian. Cusack is another one who just has these inexplicably hot chicks that he's dated under his belt. And I've seen him multiple times in person. Nobody qualifies more for the you're not good looking, you're just rich thing than him. That's 100%.
Dude, the girl that he was with at the Sox game where like I went up to him was like intimidatingly hot.
She was a smoke show. I mean, but like, has anyone like besides like how to beat up him? Has anyone looked up like the nepotism of how he became an actor?
No.
Yeah, his parents built him a fucking theater. Him and Piven are. Yeah, the fucking Piven Theater.
Fucking
is Jeremy
wild.
Is Jeremy Piven's parents and fucking Steppenwolf? Dave is They're all rich North Shore kids.
Yeah, they're from parents, yeah. Like, right.
Parents paid their way into fucking Hollywood. Yeah, they're.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
The way that you talk about these people is the way I talk about Taylor Swift. That's exactly the same way I feel. Like her parents.
Yeah. Well, I feel like potentially we have two left for Dante. I feel like one of those is going to pop out, and we can all disagree. You know, that it's sooner or later it's going to come out. I mean, whether she puts out cardigan or, you know, Timberwood, sandalwood, whatever the fuck she. Whatever the fuck she thought she was doing with Bon Iver, it's like, that shit did not trick me, bitch. Like, come on.
Dante, go with your second pick.
Read My Last Breath.
I don't know if I know. Do I know that? Know yeah, I know I know it, but I can't.
6 feet from the edge.
I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, baby, 6 feet ain't so far down. I will crank that song at karaoke till the day I die. That and Sting, like, it's been a while. It's like, well, bro, the mood just shifted crazy.
The best part is, yo, your family, Dante, your family could get Scott Stapp to come and sing that for like $70. Like, dude, it would be no fucking problem.
I mean, one of the most insane things about, like, getting Nickelbacked is the fact, like, I was in a studio with Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger when they were, like, still married. And I swear, like, this is all my life, they gunned a whole magnum of fucking Kettle One while, like, while we're, like, getting the techs and, like, the engineers to shut up, like, set up the studio. And I'm like, bro, I'm like, these motherfuckers doing really no chaser type shit. And Chad's like, fuck it, I got 9 planes. It's like, this dude's so rich. He doesn't care if he's, like, the biggest dickhead on earth. Like,
dude, in the immortal words of Kenny Carkey, don't make me like him. Like, what the fuck?
I wish I could get to that point. If everybody on the planet hated me and I was just fucking fuck you rich, I'd be more than happy with it. I'd be like, all right.
I'm richer than you. Yeah. Sammy, is Avril Lavigne smoking in person?
Absolutely not, because she's an alcoholic.
I don't get, like, that guy's loaded. He could have fucking had pretty much a lot of fucking people. And Brody Jenner was with her forever, and
really
that guy could fuck anybody. Yeah, so I was always like, maybe there's something about Avril Lavigne you got to see in person, but I guess not.
Dude, that's not saying much. Brody Jenner, like, what, like, literally off the top of your head, what has he done dolo individually that's like,
oh yeah, he really crushed it. Nothing.
Every girl wants to fuck him. That's all I know.
It's like, imagine if I had 200 M's in a trust fund, I would never, ever speak to anyone again. I'd fly somewhere far away.
And fuck yeah.
I'd fucking build a studio and put out, like, you know, deep house tracks from fucking Mykonos. Like, suck on my nutsack. Like, I don't give a shit. It's like, I feel like hate hits so much deeper when you're not a bazillionaire. You know?
Yeah, if you're, like, poor and you get hated on, yeah, everything sucks. If you're rich, yeah, who gives a fuck?
It's like, these days there's like 18-year-olds like, dude, you didn't tap into fucking ETH or like Bitcoin or fucking Coinbase. Yeah. I'm like, fuck you, my dude. Like, fuck, live from your mother's basement, you have 12 million more dollars than me. Suck my cock.
Oh my god, I fucking love
that. Was beautiful, Sammy.
I love it. That was like out of the mouth of Dave Williams. That was like literally Dave. I feel like I was talking to Dave.
I told you guys Sammy was gonna come on here like a fucking bat out of hell, and he's not let me down.
Dante, you've never told a lie. I've never heard Dante tell a lie. Like,
I haven't either. I can't even I mean, his fucking wife, soon to be, or is it wife now?
Not yet.
Yeah, I mean, she predicts the weather. It's insane. So, how do you predict the weather? She's like literally, if she was a fucking sports capper, but it was about weather, she's hitting like 79%. Wow.
Can we bet on, can we gamble on the weather?
I'm sure
you
can.
Good story about that. We were at the beginning of COVID lockdown when people were going nuts because there was no sports.
Yeah.
Bovada launched a weather fucking category. Oh. Swear to God. We did it for like a week. I opened an account. I was having her basically, we were pounding these bets. they were props, so you could only bet like $100. So I opened like five accounts. And you can go on Twitter. I was like talking shit to them, and they were like, I was like, Bovada's a bunch of pussies. They're capping these weather bets or whatever. And they were talking shit back to me. I was like, up my fucking limit, you pussies. So they did. I took them for a couple grand, and then they shut it down, and it was like deemed illegal or some shit like that, and they never brought it back. Dude, no one has it.
The pandemic was the peak of like junkie gambling. Like my boys are betting on like Korean Little League because it was the only thing on ESPN. Yes.
Oh, I mean, yes. Dude, I went down a full rabbit hole. I was like literally like Googling like 17-year-old prodigies at FIFA, and I was and I was just like winning all these esport bets, and it's like it's an immediate like gratification situation. It's like, oh, like Donkey Kong from Belgium is playing our sports from the Netherlands. Like he always claps him, so there's going to be over 2.5 goals. And then the bookie just took it right off the board. I cleaned his fucking clock for like 10 racks. And then I was like, bro, what happened to that? He's like, yeah, we're just not really doing that anymore. I was like, yeah, okay. I get it.
Bro, I don't fucking gamble, but my boys who are like, you know, fucking full on like every 10 minutes putting bets in on shit overseas. Like I was just texting them being like, how you making out with no sports? And they're just like, I'm finding something to bet on, dude. I'll gamble on fucking tic-tac-toe. I don't care. Like it was like that for a while.
It's like if you go deep enough, you see the dudes that are like betting on like Belarusian soccer.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I can't even point that fucking country out on a map, and nope. I'm good at geography. I think it's the dude that has like the gun-toting president with his fucking son. Like they're basically like a small Russia. It's like
Jesus Christ, we're getting off track, Sammy. Give me your second one.
All right, my second one is Bodies by Drowning Pool.
Yeah, let the bodies hit the floor. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just off pure shock value for my, you know, for everyone. Let the bodies hit the floor.
It's creepier because Dante's shit is like cracking up.
Well, it goes from like, you know, it goes from like some decent instrumentation, musicality type into like a weird dude whispering, and then it just turns into chaos. I feel like, you know, I feel like for me, it's like if I ever had a funeral where I was actually in a box, there would be something chaotic to happen to it. Like someone will drop it. Like half of the homies are going to be hella high. Like,
yeah.
He's one of my pallbearers. It's like, yeah, that dude is off the runts and like two fucking lines of lean. Have a good one.
Yo, one of the funniest but most fucked up, so it's like fucked up funny video on YouTube, is somebody took that song and put it under, it's like a highlight mixtape of bombs dropping in Iraq.
I saw
I knew what you were getting at. I've seen it. Yeah.
It's some military video, like some crazy fucking Marine or something made, where it's like, you know, the targets, and it shows like the cross, and then it's like,
yeah, dude, Jesus.
To that song, it's fucking ridiculous.
The fucked up part about it, I just keep picturing like an actual church. Like I'm picturing all the churches in my neighborhood and just picturing Sammy laid up with fucking Drowning Pool playing in the background. He's just fucking hilarious.
I mean, it's like, it's wild. It's like anytime I step foot in a church, my head starts to burn a little bit, you know.
All right. We're going into the final round here. Shit is going off the rails. My final pick is Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi. That's my final pick. Everybody has to be in a cowboy hat. I feel like that would be fucking fire. Once again, I have an alive theme here because I am, in fact, dead. Wanted Dead or Alive. And I want Bon Jovi to be there to sing it. I have met the guy. I played a show with him before. I want John Bon Jovi to come there and sing that shit in person with Richie Sambora, everybody in the cowboy hat. That's what
you're not important enough, Colin.
Fuck you, Dave.
He opened for me once, so maybe I can get him to play your funeral.
Dude, I opened for Bon Jovi too.
I think Dante said he opened for him once.
Wait, Bon Jovi opened for you?
Like Bon Jovi opened for Dante once.
Yeah, ask Portnoy loves to tell. Portnoy loves to tell his story. We played Bamboozle, the after party. He closed out Bamboozle, and then we were on afterwards. So Portnoy told Bon Jovi when he met him at the pizza review. He was like, "Oh yeah, you opened for my college tour once." Bon Jovi was like, "What the fuck are you talking about,
dude?" I like how I give you like one of the coolest moments of my life, and I'm like, "Yeah, I opened for Bon Jovi." Dante's like, "Well, Bon Jovi opened for me, motherfucker."
Fuck you.
Just by the way, I've said this before on the podcast, Bon Jovi's the coolest motherfucker I ever met. He's fucking cool.
He seems like it, yeah.
He's a very cool dude. Like, the only other dude that I can only imagine is as cool as him is the boss, like Bruce Springsteen. Because Bruce Springsteen's son was like a
Sammy, Colin's gonna freak out. You have to tell this story. Colin's like the only boss fan I know bigger than me. You gotta fucking tell him the story.
We're playing a show like somewhere like outside of like Summer Stage or some shit in like Asbury Park, and like me and Dante look over to like right of stage, and it's fucking Red Hat guy, and I'm like, holy shit! I'm like, that's Bruce Springsteen. And he's like, my son's a huge fan.
What?
And I was like,
swear to God.
I was like, whoa. I was like, this dude is literally watching my set. And like, he said something really like, it should be fucked up, but it's not because he's the boss. And he was like, it's not really my vibe, but great trip.
So his kid went to BC, right?
Yeah.
His daughter went to Duke.
Yeah. So his kid was like a huge, like kind of masshole by extension.
Right.
And yeah, Sammy has the dopest fucking picture of the Tunnel of Love CD cover, gigantic. Bruce sent it to him. It's like, Sammy, you still have that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's in storage.
I would fucking kill you if you got rid of that.
Fuck both of you.
It's in storage, but yeah, I have it.
I mean it sincerely. Fuck both of you. I hate you guys. I'm never telling cool stories on here again because I'm like, I'm open for Bon Jovi. He's like, yeah, well, Bruce sent me pictures, and I open for Bon Jovi.
Dude, Sammy's got the fucking best stories out of anybody.
He's got a treasure chest of them.
I mean,
he's like text buddies with Bill Belichick, dude. Belichick's like best friends with Bon Jovi. Sammy could easily get Bon Jovi to fucking play at your funeral.
All right, yeah, then what the fuck are we talking about? My goal has been achieved.
I think.
Yeah, there you go. Just died.
Dave, what's your third pick?
Hall & Oates, Dream Come True.
I actually love that.
That's another song. There's another song. That's a song that I can't tell if it's so bad. It's going to have
the saddest, most amazingly curated musically fucking like funeral ever.
Oh, my God.
But no, that's like another song. I can't tell if it's so bad it's good or if it's just good.
Dave picked like straight up songs from every romantic comedy montage of all time.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I got to admit, that was a fucking great pick, Dave. Dave might win this. I don't know. I thought Dave was going to mail this one and he might win. I just pictured Dave's funeral in his box in the fucking left field stands at Sox Park.
I didn't even realize that we were going for like real songs.
I was joking the whole fucking time. Dave's got real shit out here.
I'm the only one taking this seriously.
I love it. I think Dave, to be honest, I mean, someone cue the John Cusack fucking fifth member. Let's ask what he thinks about it.
Beethoven's 17. Balls.
Dave, you should have picked In Your Eyes by fucking Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, I fucked up.
You should have picked all John Cusack songs. Dante, give me your last one.
All right, this is tough because I have two and I can't decide which one's 3A and 3B.
Give them both.
So one of them would be an honorable mention. I think the honorable mention would be Conte Paritiro by Andrea Bocelli. Everyone Beautiful. Knows it.
Oh, now we're actually getting serious.
Yeah. So, I mean, great, beautiful, sentimental, on-topic song. But I think I have to use my last pick for the best church song in the game, which is He Will Raise You Up on Eagle's Wings.
Oh, yeah. That's a real one.
Wait, don't you have one more after this?
No, it's just one. So listen, I think, thinking about this in this song, I think we should do a category or a topic for one of these. Best church songs.
Oh, yeah. 13 years of Catholic school, baby. 13 years Philadelphia Catholic school system.
That's 1-1, and the thing that sucks about it is it's such a banger.
Oh, yeah.
But you only hear it when somebody dies.
My mom cries.
You hear the last song of the funeral as everyone's walking out of the church, and it's sad because the only time they play it is at a funeral. But it's a great song.
My mom cries every time she hears that fucking song.
And he will raise you up.
There is no fucking podcast on earth where you're going to get crank that Soldier Boy and raise him up on Eagle's Wings on the same fucking one other than us. And I will say that with a fucking factual.
Even though all the people that go to church will crank that and cry at your funeral.
Dude, it should be a fucking orchestral version of Crank That.
It should be. It's like, why they let Chief Keef do Love Sosa in front of like a 900-piece band. This dude forgot the words 800 times.
Love Sosa overtime. Love Sosa is also a pick for my funeral as well. I know that's like
it's incredible. It's like those. I mean that song is like it's insane. Like I don't even think Tom Brady knows what that song is about. No. Put it on his recap video. There will be no recap video this week because you left the pack, you big bitch. Have a good one.
Sammy, give us your last one, bro.
All right, so I'm between two. I think I would go with like She Fucking Hates Me by Puddle of Mud.
Yeah. I fucking love that song. She fucking hates me.
Like my girls in the front row, like fucking glad he's dead. Thank God we got married before. Yeah,
cleaning up.
Like actually, like she's crying. Between that and then the serious note, I would go Ground Control by
Bowie.
You talking Bowie?
Yeah.
What a great song. What a fucking weird song, but it's so good.
But it's so good. That whole Space Oddity album, it's like, obviously, like, you're doing, like, your friend's LSD, which is fucking up your brain.
Yes.
You might as well get a 50-pack of Whippets with, like, the Dragon Ball Z sign on the fucking cracker, like.
Jesus Christ.
And just figure it out, you know? I mean, I don't know. I think Crank That will really set the funeral off. And like, you know, who pays for the funeral? Is it the family? I'll start a GoFundMe and die tonight.
Yeah, little something for everybody. You got to take them on a journey. I like that.
Take them on a journey, just like the people behind whatever you're driving. They're locked in the back.
Oh my fucking God. This is the dumbest thing you've ever done.
I got DJ equipment from – I'm coming from Lansing back to Chicago. Played the Michigan State tailgate. It was lit. It was fucking crazy.
What is it, a sprinter?
Lost the laptop.
Is it a sprinter?
No, you're like in a Land Rover, are you?
Cayenne, dude.
Oh, you're in a Porsche?
Oh, fuck this guy.
Jesus.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Look, Dante went quiet. He's like, yeah, thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate that.
It's a fucking Cayenne, man.
That's sick.
I drive a Nissan Altima.
Dante, I always pictured, because I Dante records from the car a lot, and I always pictured it being like a Range Rover. I don't know why.
It looks like one.
Dave just blew his fucking spot up.
You know what? Whatever. I shouldn't feel guilty. I work hard.
Yeah,
I
fuck that.
Yeah.
What color is it? Is it if it's white, then we're not friends.
Black. It's black, but I do like the white ones.
Jesus Christ, dude.
What do you got against the white ones?
I don't know. It's like everyone that buys a Porsche is like, "Well, you got to see the lines. Shut the fuck up, bro."
Sammy, I think you earned yourself a fucking returning spot here, bro. This has been interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I hope so. It's like I feel like, you know, I've been to a lot of funerals and they're fucking weird. Yeah, whether it's Catholic or just dudes with like airbrushed t-shirts, it's a it's
You gotta put it on the tall white tee, bro. Yeah, that's a rule for my funeral is there has to be airbrush t-shirts with my face on it.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Fucking, I want to give a big thanks to Sammy Adams for coming on for the first time. He will be back. I want to give a big shout out to Dave Williams for braving a fucking terrible hangover. Dave, how are you, buddy?
I mean, the Perrier helped.
There you go. I thought he was drinking a bottle of champagne. I have to be completely honest. I thought that's what that was.
I mean, it is Halloween, so you never know.
I did consider Hair of the Dog today for sure, but
what did you in last night? Like, what was the exact culprit?
Well, I was at Dante's bar, and I remember just talking to someone, and I was like, I'm too drunk to be in public, and I went home. So it was all of the drinks.
What's your drink of choice? Like, if you're out, what's your liquor of choice? Like, what do you
drink? I go vodka soda because I'm a basic bitch.
Yo, what? How fucked up do you have to be for that thought to cross your head? That thought never crosses my head. I wish it would.
Always crosses mine.
Never crosses mine.
What? Well, Chief came up to me at one point. He's like, I got to puke. I'm leaving. So that's like, that's what we did yesterday.
You guys got after it.
At what point is like the boot and rally not cool? And it's like, go home.
You're 33-ish?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 34, going on 17 mentally.
Yes, exactly. That's what I said today. It's like, how do you feel being 33 now? It's like, well, I still act like I'm 22.
I mean, to be honest, there's been a couple times where I've tried to, like, contain the puke in New York. Oh. And usually it works for me. The whole thing is it's a reverse of, like, giving a pigeon or a bird an Alka-Seltzer. All you need is, like, the little pocket Tums, and it'll fucking absolutely drown it out. Like, you just gotta wait. I mean, I've also done, like, the, no, dude, I'm not that fucked up. Through the hand in the bouncer's face.
Dude, that was me after my honeymoon coming back from fucking Rome. I threw up in the customs line, and I covered my mouth with my hand, and it fucking.
You said this before, yeah.
And it just destroyed the Sixers hoodie I was wearing. Everybody in line was looking at me like I was a fucking degenerate. So I went to the Gucci store and just took their perfume and sprayed all over myself. And I sat on a fucking 14-hour international flight.
Actually, that is a solid move when you're like hungover. Remember the last time I was coming back from Costa Rica, I was there for 36 hours. I was supposed to be there for 4 days, but my agent was like, hey, B.O.B. just got canceled because he said the Holocaust never happened. I was like,
oh, my God.
I was like, well, this couldn't have came at a worse time. I wish I didn't have an international plan with Verizon. And so I had to get in one of these things. Oh, my Lord. It was like I was just puking all over this poor Costa Rican dude's Sprinter. Like, it was awful.
I was once on a flight with Sammy, and he was so drunk that he almost got arrested when we landed. He had a drone before drones were like a thing everywhere.
It was a mini helicopter. I got it at Sharper Image.
And he was flying in the airport. On the plane. He was flying it on the plane while we were flying. So it was like Inception. This thing was flying around the cabin, and they were flipping out.
I was like, one to base, air control. We're going into first class, and now we're coming out of first class.
I kept fucking turning around, like, dude, stop that! You're gonna get fucking arrested. And he was like, What? What are you talking about, man?
That's how we end the fucking. That's how we end the episode. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. We'll be back on Thursday with Low Cash. They're our guest this week. We have another pick of the week as well. We're always going to be back. We got fucking 2 episodes a week and Adobe Radio. I'm so fucking thrown off by that Sammy Adams story from the fucking plane. I don't even know where to go here. Fucking love you guys. By the way, I know Dave doesn't want this, but happy birthday, David Williams, you motherfucker. We love you.
Dave, love you, man.
Fuck off
is what I expected.
Fuck off.
We'll see you guys later this week, all right?